It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. News came this week that Uber was partnering with Betterment to give its drivers saving for retirement options. Betterment is a so-called robo-advisor. It uses algorithms to help you invest. Betterment gets a bunch of new customers out of the deal. Uber maybe gets a leg up in an ongoing battle over whether it should give drivers employee-like benefits. Arun Sundararajan is professor of information operations and management sciences at NYU. We caught up with him at an airport. Arun, is this a move by Uber to try to preempt other lawsuits?
I'm sure that this move by Uber was influenced by the lawsuits that they're facing, but I see it more as a competitive move. There are other platforms, for example, Juno, which is active in Manhattan, that are actively taking the competitive position of we are going to keep our drivers close. We may even make our drivers employees. We're going to give our drivers equity in the company. So compared to 2 years ago, the competitive landscape for talent has shifted dramatically. I think it's just Uber saying, you know, we need to step up our game on this front.
What do you think this move at this scale means for the benefits in the future of the sharing economy?
Well, we are at the early stages of a transition in the way that we organize work. Uber-like arrangements between contractors and platforms will become more common. Full-time employment will become less common. Over time, I fully expect that the benefits that used to be exclusively associated with the full-time employment status will start to get attached to roles like Uber drivers, to roles like a provider on Handy.
Does this move make you think at all about the future and how this might work for industries other than the ride-hailing industry?
I certainly see a big shift on the horizon for a variety of professional services, consulting, legal services, accounting services. We're going to see a lot of the full-time work in that space move to on-demand platforms. And at that point, the precedent set by Uber will start to become really important to other sectors of the economy as well.
Arun Sundararajan, he is professor of information operations and management sciences at NYU. We spoke to him at an airport on a stopover in Atlanta. Arun, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ben.
You know that thing that happens when you're in a relationship and you think it's not meant to be, but then it's like that Al Pacino quote from Godfather 3?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
All right, well, it's not quite the mafia or a romantic relationship, but employers are working harder and harder to retain good workers right now. Worries about turnover have companies of all stripes scraping data from your social media, looking at whether you clicked on that LinkedIn email, even tracking the patterns of your office swipe card to identify if you might have had a foot out the door and stop you from leaving all the way. All of this according to a new report from Harvard Business Review. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review, and he's here to talk. Hi, Kurt. Thanks for chatting.
Oh, my pleasure, Ben.
This is really interesting because they're doing this on multiple levels, companies are, and they're doing this even on your work-issued phone.
Yeah, I mean, really, a good manager can do this too, right? A good manager can stay in touch with you and kind of follow what you're doing and can see those signs, but not everybody is a good manager. And so companies
you
have
don't
figured
say.
Out a way. Yeah. Not everybody reads Harvard Business Review, so they're not all good managers. This is a way for companies to kind of automate things and really wake up to the fact that, you know, people in their organization might be leaving and they want to address that or figure out and fix the problems before it actually gets to be too late.
And some companies maybe are successfully staging interventions here, right? Finding unhappy employees and keeping them from quitting.
Yeah, so Credit Suisse is a great example. It targeted employees identified being at risk of leaving. And so recruiters inside the company cold called these employees to sort of tell them about other job openings within the company. And they were able to reduce attrition by 1%. And the company estimates that it saved $75 million to $100 million in rehiring and retraining costs.
Wow. So 1% may not sound like much, but $100 million sounds like a fair amount.
It's always a huge cost to hire and train new employees when you've already done it with existing people.
A lot of this stuff sounds creepy, but could it ultimately be a good thing for both employer and employee?
Yeah, if you're an employee and you're not feeling appreciated, but the company, through these methods, figures out that you're valuable and you're not being valued enough and you're unhappy, that's an issue that the company wants to fix, or a good company wants to fix.
Kurt Nickisch, he is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thanks a lot for talking to me.
You got it, Ben.
And the Olympics in Rio may be donezo, but preparations for the Games in Tokyo, Japan in 2020 are already underway. This includes making those gold, bronze, and silver medals. And guess what could play a role? Yep, your old phone. Or someone's. The Nikkei newspaper says members of Japan's Olympic Organizing Committee say that the country may use phones and other e-waste to make its Olympic medals. Admirable. No word on how many old Sony Walkmans will be involved. They can't have mine. Too many old mixes that are definitely still good. I'll be gone for a few days, but I leave you in the capable hands of senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.